Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I say that a little reluctantly today since I'm feeling a little under the weather yet. But I wanted to bring to you today, I asked someone to join us earlier this week. I asked Bill Bullard to come on and let's talk about some of the things that are going on. And I wanted to remind you about the forgotten Americans. They say you'll take advantage of, ignore, and even be unkind to those close to you because you know they'll forgive you. The forgotten Americans, those in rural America, have been ignored and put aside for the sake of the corporate deal. Yet without rural America, the ranchers, the farmers, the producers, where would all of America be? I've often said there is a common denominator, and that common denominator is our food, it's our tables, our American common denominator. Americans are becoming more and more aware of their food, the processing, the crazy ingredients we cannot pronounce, and Americans want to know, where did this come from? The forgotten Americans, the providers of our food, are proud of their product and want you to know that. They ask very little except to have a fair shake in the market. They're proud enough of their products and thinking highly enough of them. They're positive that they know, given the choice, you'll choose American-made beef, poultry, produce, pork, etc. Make America Great Again was Donald Trump's slogan. Rural America believes in a great America. That life is just not unlike any other life. And when Donald Trump started talking about the issues, unfairness of our trade deals, here in America, in rural America, he was singing music in our ears, in the ears of the forgotten rural Americans, the ranchers, the farmers, the producers. It is not yet, he has not yet confirmed or picked his Secretary of Agriculture, but there is a name that's popped up, and this is ex-governor of Georgia, Sonny Perdue III. So I asked Bill, he's the CEO of RCAF USA, to come on and let's talk about what we need and hope to see in a new Secretary of Agriculture. Bill, we welcome you, and I'm glad you're across the way so you don't have to catch this stuff I've been dealing with. But we're glad to have you here today.
Well, glad to be here, and sorry you're not feeling well. We've got 10 below here, so there's some disadvantages to being far away right now.
Well, we got snow, and it was 15 when I got up this morning, so it's not quite as cold as where you are, but we're having winter, that's for sure and for certain.
Well, and with regard to the one of the final cabinet picks that President-elect President Trump needs to make is the Secretary of Agriculture. And it's an agency that has 100,000 employees and has a budget of about $140 billion. And as you said, it's an agency that affects rural America, so it's critically important. And certainly it's critically important to ensure that we have the ability to continue to produce the highest quality food at an affordable price for U.S. consumers. And so we've been looking very closely at the Ag Department, and in fact, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is the swamp that needs to be drained. And it's because the U.S. Department of Agriculture has catered to agribusiness at the expense of family farmers and ranchers across the United States. And that's why we have lost so many farmers and ranchers over the course of the last 2 to 3 decades. In our cattle industry, for example, we've lost over 500,000 cattle producers, and we were losing them at the rate of 17,000 per year for the past 30 years. And the Ag Department has simply ignored that, has not even acknowledged that as a problem. And meanwhile, the average age of the farmer in the United States over that same period has been steadily increasing. It's increased from about 50 and a half years over to over 58 years in 2012. And so we have a real problem in our rural America. The problem is we have supported policies that benefit the processors and multinational importers and exporters, but that actually harm the financial and economic opportunities for the independent family farmers and ranchers that make up all of our rural communities and support the banks and the auto dealers and the insurance companies and the equipment manufacturers and everything else on Main Street. And as we have hollowed out rural America, we do that by eliminating opportunities for farmers. Then more rural Americans move to the cities, and our economy begins to weaken. And so that is why we have been so intently focused on who needs to be the new Secretary of Agriculture. And from our perspective, that person needs to have firsthand direct experience in agriculture production as a farmer or rancher. And as we look at the contender that appears to be the most likely candidate today, based on those reports, it is Sonny Perdue, as you said, former governor of Georgia. He was governor from 2003 to 2011. He holds the distinction of being the first Republican governor in 130 years. And in fact, he was a Democrat, like President-elect Trump was at one time. Sonny Perdue was a Democrat back in before 1998, and he switched to the Republican Party. And then was elected governor as a Republican. He comes from a row crop farm, so his family had direct farming experience. And we understand that he has current ownership in some grain processing facilities in Georgia. So he does come from a farm background, does come from a production background, which we think is imperative, because for too long that agriculture department has simply been kind of a gift, if you will, to supporters, and they have been bureaucrats. The one bureaucrat we have now, Secretary Vilsack, has really done absolutely nothing for the cattle industry or for the family farmer and rancher for the past 8 years. And as a result, we continue to see this horrendous decline in the number of producers, lost opportunities. Secretary Vilsack has really led the highest level of imports and facilitated the highest volume of imports into this country in history. And those imports, because of the failed trade policies he pursued, has further damaged our industry. And that's why the cattle industry is shrinking in terms of the number of participants, shrinking in terms of the size of our factory, the size of our cow herd, and shrinking in terms of our output. We produce less beef today than we did over 20 years ago. So we need a strong Secretary of Agriculture that has a strong loyalty, respect, and appreciation for the farmers and ranchers of this country who actually produce the food. And we need policies in this country that will provide to those independent farmers and ranchers economic opportunities so that they can profit in their endeavor, and so that this industry can be pursued and carried on for generations to come. You know that when the average age of the farmer is increasing, that means fewer and fewer young people are entering this business. That should be an alarm signal to everyone in America.
Absolutely.
A strong signal that we have a problem that needs to be addressed, and it is urgent.
And we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. Don't worry, you can't catch this on the telephone. You can't catch it from me. I'm going to give it to you. So give us a call. Check out RCAF. Go to their website, r-calfusa. That's r-calfusa. Or give them a call. They need you and you need them at 402-256-2516. 402-252-2516. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
C.J. Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
As the holidays and winter approaches, we'll spend more and more time inside. Reading is a great winter pastime. Galaxy Press brings to you A Saga of the Year 3000, Battlefield Earth by L. Ron Hubbard. With all the reality we've dealt with in the last several months, let's leave the realm and enter the world of imagination and science fiction. Battlefield Earth has it all. Suspense, pathos, politics, war, humor, diplomacy, and intergalactical finance. Purchase for yourself or as a gift. Add to your family library. Wait, there's more. Make it a family time. Pop in the audio CDs. The family will listen to the story told with real actors and sound effects. Get the popcorn ready and take the family far away while staying at home. Order the book. Order the audio set. Go to battlefieldearth.com. Before Star Wars, there was Battlefield Earth. In the year 3000, mankind fighting extinction. War came to Earth. battlefieldearth.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. I'm asking you to go to his website, or you can go to my website and just click on the little icon on the right-hand side. But it's r-cafusa.com, r-cafusa.com. They need you to join them up. They're fighting for you. They're fighting. It doesn't even matter if you're a farmer or a rancher or a producer. They are farming. They are fighting for agriculture here in the United States, and that is for the consumer as well. Because when the farmer and the rancher gets taken advantage of, so do the consumers. And you need to understand that is definitely a trickle down or a trickle across the sea or whatever you want to say. It affects all of us, and we need to remember that. Now, you know, Bill, we're talking about Sonny Perdue the third, and just because they've got his name out there doesn't mean that's the one they're going to pick, knowing Donald Trump. You know, they kind of just throw teasers out there. He's looking at several other people, and, of course, we had mentioned, I'm trying to get his name here, we had
Charles
mentioned
Herbster.
Charles Herbster.
Yes.
And I don't see that on this list here, so we need to maybe put a little bug in somebody's ear, but he should be picking this out here pretty soon.
Well, he has to, because his inauguration is just in a couple of weeks, so we're going to hear his pick real soon. And Charles Herbster is a Angus cattle producer, a registered breeder from eastern Nebraska, and he's also a businessman. He's owns Conklin Oil. And Charles was President-elect Trump's pick to be the national chairman of his Agriculture and Rural Advisory Committee. Huh. So that's how Carl Herbiger came to the forefront as the initial chairman during the campaign of this Agricultural and Rural Committee. And everyone thought that as a result that he would be a likely choice for agricultural secretary. And we contacted Charles Herbiger back in July of 2015 before the election and asked if he could send a representative to come and speak at our convention. And Charles Herbiger was very receptive and, in fact, sent former congressman from Ohio, Robert McEwen, to be a surrogate speaker at our convention on behalf of President Trump. And so that's how our relationship with Charles Herbiger started. And then he contacted us when we tried to have an audience with President-elect Trump. I wanted 15 minutes with him to explain the current state of the cattle industry and what needs to be done to drain the swamp so we can reverse the terrible decline that our industry is experiencing. And within hours of our request for a meeting with the president-elect, Charles Herbiger contacted us and said, I'd like to visit with you. And in that visit, he made it clear that he was interested in the position, wanted to be the Secretary of Agriculture, and he understood production agriculture and understood that we had been on the wrong track for many, many years. And so based on the fact that we had a contender reach out to our organization that was calling for some drastic changes in public policy affecting the cattle-producing industry, we endorsed and supported Charles Herbiger and still do. We think Charles Herbiger would be an ideal candidate. We don't know how much influence we would have on either Charles Herbiger or on Sonny Perdue. But what's important is we need someone who would be willing to listen to what we have to say. And I think our message is extremely strong, and I think the facts clearly support our position that if we continue on the trajectory that we are on today, if we do not change the policies drastically, then we will soon find ourselves as an industry in the same situation that hog producers find themselves in today and that poultry producers find themselves in today. And if we look at the hog industry, for example, 30 years ago, less than half a lifetime ago, we had 667,000 independent hog producers scattered across the United States. Today, we have about 65,000. 9 out of every 10 hog producers exited the industry because the multinational meat packing cartel suppressed competition in the industry and eliminated competitive opportunities for producers. That's the trajectory we're on if we don't change things. And we think that Charles Herbiger would be receptive to this message, and we also believe and hope that Sonny Perdue would be if he is selected. So whoever is selected, we're going to support them. We have already come out and publicly support Charles Herbiger. We hope he is the ag selection. But if he is not, we're going to work with Sonny Perdue to try to make agriculture in the United States great again. And it is a vitally important sector of our economy. In fact, the cattle industry is the largest sector. We generate about $75 billion worth of cash receipts every year in our industry. And it's the largest sector that far surpasses corn and some of the other commodities. So we are critically important to the welfare and the vitality of rural America. And just for too long, the leadership in Congress and the leadership in the Department of Agriculture has simply believed that what's good for the meat packers, what's good for the processors, must be also good for the producers. And nothing could be further from the truth. And it's also very bad for consumers, as you indicated, and here's why. It's because the multinational meat packers want to source product wherever they can obtain it the cheapest. That's not necessarily in the United States. So they want to expand trade, and they want to trade with countries that do not have the infrastructure to maintain the high health and safety standards we have in the United States. And so that's why when we entered the World Trade Organization with the multinational processors pushing Congress to do so, when we did that in 1995, the first thing we did was we relaxed our health and safety standards. no longer would we require foreign countries to meet the same food safety standards that we have in the United States. Instead, we lowered it to a standard of equivalency, which is a standard of being close enough. So we said we will now allow imports into this country that have standards that are equivalent, that are close enough to ours, but no longer are they at least equal to. There's a huge difference. And that's why we're seeing food problems. That's why, for example, news releases or news articles just came out talking about the shrimp and the tilapia contaminated from in China that is making its way to the U.S. market. And as the articles describe, in China, they feed hogs antibiotics called colostin. This colostin then passes through the hog into the manure and urine and into ponds. And in the ponds, this waste from the hogs is also consumed by the geese, but also by the fish, the tilapia and the shrimp that are being raised in these ponds. Well, what's happening is this antibiotic colostin is becoming a superbug and actually converting the bacteria into superbacteria that our present-day antibiotics and drugs cannot defeat them. And they've actually discovered these antibiotics, now these superbugs, in humans in 20 different countries. And so this problem of tainted imports is the direct result of multinational corporations that have influenced the secretaries of agriculture and trade representatives and congressional members to encourage them to help them line their pockets. And the way they're doing that is to access the most affluent market in the world, which is right at our feet. It's the United States of America. And the only way to get more product in here is to lower our standards, because these other countries simply will not or cannot meet our higher standards. That's how consumers are harmed by farm policy, and they don't even know it's happening.
And in the article that I have here, it's talking about, of course, it's talking about Sonny Perdue, but whoever is a Secretary of Agriculture is going to be dealing with the 2018 Farm Bill. That'll be coming up again.
Absolutely. And very, very importantly, of all of the reforms that we've talked about in the cattle industry, not a one of them costs a penny to the American taxpayer. Because the cattle industry does not receive any public price supports. That's why the cattle industry really has not been much of an issue in the farm bill debates. Until 2008, we worked to get a farm or a livestock title into the farm bill. And of course, the meat packers and their trade associations fought us tooth and nail, but we were successful in the 2008 farm bill. And here's what was under our livestock title.
Well,
let's
go to that when we come back from this break. We'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. He's the CEO of RCAF USA. You need to go to their website, r-cafusa.com. That's r-cafusa.com. Or you can just give them a call. You need to get on board with this, whether you're a consumer, especially if you're a consumer or a rancher. You need to get on board and join them. 402-252-2516. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
C.J. Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Rush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Rush Strokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California Mo 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard. Bill, I apologize. I had to stop you in midstream there. And I'm going to, before we pick back up there, Granny called and she didn't have time to talk, but she wanted one thing she wanted. We're working on the other thing she wants. She wanted you to repeat the name of who it is you're endorsing for Secretary of Agriculture, which is Charles W. Herbster. And I'll let you just give a little brief of something about him here real quick.
He's a cattle producer in eastern Nebraska, and he's also a businessman. He owns a Conklin Oil Company. And he has reached out to our organization and said that he wants to help. He wants to be the agricultural secretary, and he wants to change the direction of cattle or the agricultural policies in the country today. And so we view that as a positive because we need to change those policies.
Charles W. Herbster, H-E-R-B-S-T-E-R. Okay. Now, if we can pick up back where you were, we'll talk about what's going on right now, some of the things that are happening.
We were talking about how we have pursued a livestock title in the Farm Bill. The Farm Bill is passed every 5 years in Congress. And in 2008, we were successful in including a livestock title. But very importantly, we were not asking for any price supports. We were not asking for any taxpayer subsidies. Instead, what we were asking for was the tools to allow our largest segment of American agriculture to be profitable. Number one, we wanted mandatory country of origin labeling so that our beef product can be distinguished at the retail level when consumers can exercise preference and decide whether or not they want to support U.S. farmers and ranchers by buying a U.S. product, or if they want to support foreign producers and foreign governments and purchase a product from Nicaragua, Honduras, Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, or Canada, or any of the 20 countries that we import meat from. So country of origin labeling was a key component of the 2008 livestock title. The second one was we needed to establish the rules of competition so that the highly concentrated meat cartel could not take advantage of the disaggregated cattle producers who numbered about 729,000. In other words, you have hundreds of thousands of producers, but you only have four packers that are essentially acting as the market outlet for all of those livestock. And so we wanted the rules of competition to be clearly defined, and we wanted those rules established to properly implement and administer the Packers and Stockyards Act, which was designed to protect independent producers from concentrated meat packers. So the second part of our livestock title was to ensure we had clearly defined rules that prohibited anti-competitive conduct on the part of the packers, and that provided the producer, the farmer and rancher, the ability to not only monitor whether or not the packers are complying with the rules, but also to enforce the rules in the event that the packers violated them. And that's key, because right now the producers have to rely on the federal government to enforce the rules that are very vague, and the federal government is being influenced by the very multinational meat packers that are violating the rules. So if we clearly define the rules so everybody knows what they are, we're going to eliminate controversy and anti-competitive conduct. And in the event that the meat packers persist and are taking actions that have the effect of artificially driving prices down, then producers can enforce those rules without having to wait for the federal government. The third thing we wanted was transparency in our markets. We wanted the reporting of prices that the meat packers are actually paying for livestock, and we wanted that in real time so that producers would know on a real time basis what the value of their livestock was as the production process continues. And then we wanted to take from the packers the tools that we know they're using to manipulate prices. And the tools they're using are forward-type contracts that are not even priced. They're simply commitments to deliver cattle to a packer, but without ever negotiating a price. And the packers have been using these unpriced cattle. They're called captive supply cattle, in order to avoid having to participate in the competitive marketplace. And so that's what we want in a livestock title. That's what we got in 2008, only for every bit of it to be unraveled by the meatpacker cartel. They have successfully repealed country of origin labeling. They have successfully prevented the implementation of the rules of competition. They have prevented any meaningful reforms of our laws that require the reporting of prices, and they have been able to expand their levels of captive supplies to further drive prices down. That's why, over the past 2 years, cow-calf producers in this country have lost about 60% of the income that they were receiving just 2 years ago. You have to ask yourself, how many of the listeners out there could continue doing what they're doing today if they've lost about 60% of the income they were receiving just 2 years ago? That's the state of our cattle industry today, and that's why we need this livestock title, but it's also why the meat packers and the trade associations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association are fighting tooth and nail to prevent these reforms from ever being implemented. And that's because they want our industry to go the way of the hog and poultry industries. And something happened at the first of the year that's quite revealing. The first of the year, the Peoria stockyards closed after 150 years of operation. They were one of the last remaining cash marketplaces, price discovery places for the hog industry. But the hog industry has shrunk so bad, so far, that they can no longer keep that auction yard open. So it's closing after 150 years at the first. It's already closed. It closed at the first of the year. Now, what that tells us is very alarming. And it means that when you eliminate or dismantle the competitive marketing channels for an industry, in the livestock industry, for example, it's the auction yards, it's the sale barns, it's the feedlots, it's all of the intermediary firms and entities where competition and negotiations occur. When you eliminate those competitive marketing channels, it's game over because they won't come back. And that's what's happening in the hog industry. They've eliminated those entities that facilitated competition in the industry. It was the stockyards where competition between buyers and sellers occurred, where price discovery was created, where reporting was being made, and that was the very foundation of competition in the marketplace. But the meatpackers took it away because they refused to buy cattle in a hogs in this instance, in a competitive marketplace. Instead, they wanted to contract directly with producers, but not establish a price. They just wanted to contract. And the reason producers will do this, you have to ask, why would anyone be willing to sell their livestock without negotiating a price? And the answer is very simple. When you have a meat packer cartel, for example, where four packers control 85% of the marketplace, those meat packers decide who does and who does not have timely access. So if you don't agree to commit your cattle, you may not be able to market those cattle. And cattle, of course, when they're fed, are a perishable commodity, because if you don't market them on time, they will continue to add weight and fat. They will degrade in quality, and their value will decline steeply. So the meatpacker cartel has the cattle producer over a barrel, yeah. And they can be kingmakers. They decide who in the industry is going to have timely access to the marketplace, and those who have timely access are the ones who agree to deliver cattle without even negotiating a price.
All right, and we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome here at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. If you're afraid I'm going to be contagious to you, I don't think you can catch it over the phone. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Winter and holidays are upon us. The seasons change, but Tupperware savings stay the same. Tupperware for gifts, Tupperware for sharing and carrying your food to a party or gatherings of friends as you beat those winter blahs. Did you ever consider a Tupperware container as your gift box? Put your favorite party snack inside and wrap it up with a bow and go. Tupperware is no stranger at parties. Cook it, share it, serve it, store it up for later. The seasons change. Are you cooking up a pot of soup? Freeze half the batch and have an easy meal on a lazy winter day. My
friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Seasons change, but Tupperware's high-quality lifetime guarantee stays the same. Storing, transporting, gifts, saving money, saving time, or a career opportunity you control. Beth will help you gift, go, save, and start a career. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com. Known for his science fiction, L. Ron Hubbard actually grew up around old frontiersmen and cowboys. With Western roots, Hubbard loved the West and understood the spirit of the American cowboy. Family stories of Western tradition, good guys fighting the bad guys. Will the good guys win? Books or their outstanding audio series produced by Galaxy Press in the fashion of the old-time radio, only better, complete with actors and sound effects that will transport you back to the West in that story and time. Perfect stocking stuffers. Stories like Branded Outlaw, Cattle King for a Day, Under the Die Hard Brand, Death Awaits at Sundown, and Devil's Manhunt, and many more. Christmas is rapidly approaching. These Western series books and audios are perfect gifts. In the stocking or lassoed up in brown paper and tied with a cowboy knot. Take your family west this Christmas. Cowboy up and get shopping. GalaxyPress.com. Bring America back home on the range to our Western heritage. GalaxyPress.com. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting Dave Phil Bullard, and the lines are starting to light up. Everybody waited till the last segment to give us a call, Bill. We have William from Missouri. William, how are you today?
Oh, not too bad. I was just wondering, I was over at the sale barn last Friday, and a fella came in and said that they were actually starting to knock the steer bull Holstein calves in the head because there only one packer was going to be butchering them, and they were going to get by with buying them for way cow price. I just wonder if Bill ever heard anything on that.
Well, I have not heard that, but it's been a warning that we have been signaling to the industry for a long time, and that is, when you allow four packers to control the industry, they can then begin to establish arbitrary standards that they will accept or reject in terms of livestock. In other words, they can dictate to the producer the kind of animal that they will slaughter, and they simply won't purchase anymore. That's going to eliminate choices in the marketplace. It's going to harm cattle producers. So, again, I have not heard what you just described. It doesn't surprise me at all. We know JBS, for example, is one that does continue to slaughter Holstein steers, but they could. They have the market power to do so, to restrict your access to the marketplace. So that's a very real risk that we now bear because we haven't enforced our antitrust laws in this industry.
Uh-huh. Okay, that's all I needed. I just heard that there, and I just wanted to kind of pass along.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'll be watching for that. I have not yet heard that until today.
Okay, thank you, William. Appreciate the call. We have Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you doing today?
Hi, Beth. I'm fine. I got three quick points, questions, or whatever. First of all, I've had marketing management and a lot of college, too many degrees. But anyway, one thing I did learn in that process was that it takes a minimum of 10 competitors in a market and some are local, some are not, you know, what a market is. But anyway, a minimum of 10 to have true competition. Now, the government is ignoring this research, and these statistics are absolute fact. For example, allowing the big three automakers for years to be have no real competition, you know, that sort of thing. And there's the Congress is still pulling this same thing. The second point, the question is actually Consumer Reports just this month came out with a letter to me and notified me that 18% of all the hamburger in the United States is contaminated with drug-resistant bacteria. That's almost one-fifth. Mm. I wanted to ask your guest where that contamination he thinks is coming from. And the third point I wanted to make is that my best friend growing up was the son of a politician. I was very fortunate to get an inside look. And his dad was an ethical man, not a lawyer, a military, former military high-level commander. And he told a story, which I got through his son, that he would occasionally receive a guest who would bring in a briefcase and open it up on his desk, and it was full of cash, stacks of hundreds in cash. And he would say, if you will vote our way, this is yours. And he would, of course, turn this down every time. And I think we have a pack of crooks right now in Washington that aren't turning it down.
Oh, I know we do.
And I think he's too optimistic about this one guy he wants or any guy he wants getting in, because that swamp is 435 people in there, and it's going to be hard to get around it.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you answer my question about the one-fifth of the hamburger being severely contaminated, though?
Well, let me answer it this way, and that is that other countries continue to use veterinary drugs that are banned in the United States, including antibiotics. For example, we're just now allowing fresh beef from Brazil, but for many years, Brazil, after they approved the beef, they couldn't approve the plants because Brazil continuously had too high a residue levels for ivermectin, which is a worming medicine for cattle. And yet, we are just now allowing fresh beef, but it took a couple of years to get certified because they kept having ivermectin residue levels too high. But yet, we've been allowing cooked beef from Brazil for many, many years. And there are also 9 veterinary drugs that Consumers Union, the one that does Consumers Reports, recently sent a letter and said there are 9 veterinary drugs being used around the world that we can't use here in the United States. And as a result, we're simply importing into this country. So
you think the bacteria contamination is also coming from the same areas, mostly from foreign sources?
Well, in June of 2015, our Food Safety Inspection Service did an audit of the Canadian food safety system, and they said that they could barely pass, that Canada could meet the very lowest standard and still be eligible to export to the United States, and that standard was adequate. In 2012, Canada imported to us 2.5 billion pounds of meat that was recalled because of E. coli contamination. So the fact of the matter is we are importing contaminated products from foreign countries that continue to use antibiotics and drugs that we do not use here in the United States. And that's a huge problem.
The labeling is terrible. I just bought a jar of minced garlic early this morning at a Walmart today. And I searched all over the entire jar to find out where it was produced, and there was not a word on the jar. It just said the company that sold it was in Orlando, Florida, and it didn't say product of USA or anything. And we know the garlic from China is severely contaminated. So how can they get away with this shoddy labeling on things as mundane as a small jar of garlic?
Okay, we're just about out of time,
yeah.
Mike.
I'm going
to let you go, and I'm going to let Bill try to answer that as quickly as you can.
Please call your members of Congress and tell them you want to know exactly where your food is produced.
Absolutely. 202-224-3121 is that switchboard number. That's 202-224-3121. We're just about out of time. I did want to give the membership numbers out, I want you to go to their website. It's r-calfusa.com. That's r-calfusa.com. Or just give them a call at 402-252-2516. Now, you have two different memberships, don't you?
We do. We have a voting member, and those are members that own cattle, but we have a non-voting member of people who just want to support what we're doing. And we'd sure like to know how your listeners, what your listeners think of us. So if they could go to our website, and even if they could donate just a small amount, $5, $10, or just
Absolutely.
Send us a message and say we appreciate listening to you on talk radio.
Absolutely. We'll get that done. And you can go to r-calfusa.com or just go to my website. I know many of you are sitting there looking at it now, and just click on the icon for RCAF on the right-hand side. Bill, thank you so much for being a part of us today. Appreciate all your information and helping us stay on top of this. And it's going to be interesting these next few weeks, isn't it? Or in the next several years, but the next few weeks. We appreciate all that you do there at RCAF USA. You know, folks, it's going to take all of us, the consumer, the producer, the cattleman, all of us to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.